In Saudi Arabia, there is almost universal opposition to the war in Iraq, but a small group of Saudis hopes the conflict might have benefits for their country. They say an American-occupied Iraq might accelerate change and the rise of democracy in one of the world's last absolute monarchies. From the Saudi capital, Riyadh, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
Once Saddam Hussein is ousted, Washington says it aims to introduce democracy in Iraq. The Bush administration says a democratic leadership in Baghdad would help promote change throughout a region marked by a lack of democracy. But few Saudis believe Washington is sincere. They say it's not in America's interest to promote democratic governments that might not do its bidding. At a recent news conference, Saudi Arabia's foreign minister, Prince Saud al-Faisal, suggested that if Washington were sincere about democratic reforms in the Arab world, it wouldn't wage war in the region.
If they want to improve the prospects of democracy, open societies, it has to be in a period of peace, of where people know where they're going.
The Saudi government says this war will possibly fragment Iraq and bring chaos to the area. But some Western analysts say the kingdom has another fear, that of a democratic Iraq on its borders, putting pressure on the monarchy to introduce political reforms in this tightly controlled state. It's an idea that Saudi Prince Sultan bin Salman dismisses.
Anything that resembles a stable Iraq, regardless of what kind of political system there is, stable and prosperous Iraq is very positive for Saudi Arabia.
Saudi leaders are already under pressure to reform. Just months before the war, a group of more than 100 prominent Saudi reformists presented a petition to de facto ruler Crown Prince Abdullah. They called for elections, more press freedoms, and greater rights for women. The Crown Prince said he would seriously consider their demands, though many reformists say they have their doubts. Omar Bagour is a journalist with Al Madina newspaper in Jeddah. He's one of a small number of Saudis who believe the war might yield something positive, a democratic Iraq that could encourage reforms here.
I think the outcome of the military campaign against Saddam would sure give a huge push to the kind of changes that we perceive or we aim to see in the Gulf states and in Saudi Arabia particularly.
But Bagour warns that for change to come, the U.S. must foster a strong, viable government in Baghdad that promotes justice, equality, and human rights, unlike the weak regime it helped establish in Afghanistan, he says. Political science professor Abdul Khalik al-Abdulhai, another liberal reformist, agrees that an American-controlled Iraq might spur positive change here, but he says it's not worth the price of this war.
How many lives are we going to lose to bring a change to us? Of course, it is really unacceptable. It's inhuman.
Hassan al-Malki, an Islamist critic of the Saudi government, warns that any reforms that appear to be influenced by the United States will be rejected by Saudi society. There'll be great opposition to those calling for reforms here, he says. They'll be seen as lackeys of the United States. Malki says a U.S.-controlled Iraq is more likely to have a negative effect on the kingdom's reform process. Some analysts fear Saudi authorities may be forced to crack down on growing anti-Americanism and radicalism in very undemocratic ways. But as one Saudi liberal put it, we are suffocating from a lack of freedom, and an American presence in Iraq is our best hope for the future. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Riyadh.